With the general election just a week away, the letters pages of the Evening News were dominated by political correspondence. We will avoid any risks of perceived bias and bring you five letters that are definitely not political. The first letter is from Ron Brewer of Old Buckenham, who has recently read a book by David Clayton, a regular contributor to our Just Talk podcasts. I was recently lucky enough to have been given a copy of a paperback book called Taking the Norfolk Air. It was published in 2005, put together by David Clayton, and had the subtitle BBC Radio Norfolk, The First 25 Years. It is full of reminiscences of many of those who worked on and reported for Radio Norfolk over these 25 years. They tell us how it grew and how popular it was to all of us living within its broadcasting range. The question often asked in the book is, where will Radio Norfolk be in another 25 years? Well, we haven't even got to another 20 years, and it has disappeared from my life. The drastic cuts to output and staff made by the BBC management means much of its broadcasting is no longer worth listening to. I get my fill by listening to Chris Skinner's podcast each Sunday morning when, supported by some ex-BBC staff, he is still entertaining us all. I would very much like to see the size of the audience figures now for our local radio station, and in particular, how many are still now regularly tuning in on Sunday mornings.
The second letter came from C. Ransom of Back Lane in Rackheath, for whom every day is a McRubbish day. Reading in Saturday's paper the letter headlined McDonald's problem is the tip of the litter iceberg, I hope people in Sprowston and surrounding area do not suffer with McDonald's litter like we do in Rackheath. Since they put a McDonald's in Roy's in Hofton, I can pick McDonald's litter up every day when I take my dog for a walk.
Paul King of Lime Tree Road in Norwich wrote in to say how much he had enjoyed the annual summer concert in Seoul. Last Saturday, my wife and I had the delight of attending the Academy of St. Thomas's annual summer concert in the idyllic surroundings of Saul Church, one of England's finest medieval churches. The Academy's orchestra was founded in 1973. And has drawn on teachers and professional musicians from the area, as well as further afield. It was a glorious summer's evening, with the local cricket team finishing its afternoon match as we arrived, an archetypal English scene. We were able to listen in the church to music of outstanding quality under the Academy's conductor, Matthew Andrews. The soloist horn player, Anna Douglas, gave a masterly performance with a very enthusiastic and accomplished orchestra. With all the current trouble in the world and concerns surrounding the forthcoming general election, it was good to be able to escape to another world.
And Lucy Budgeon of Rushmere told the Evening News about the wonderful oxeye daisies along the Northern Distributor Road, a rare letter of praise for the NDR. Whilst being driven round the Northern Distributor last week, I was mesmerised by the banks that are now covered in the wild oxeye daisy. It was beautiful in the evening sun and so thick it looked like a covering of snow. It must be full of insects and bees. Well done, whoever was responsible for planting the seeds.
With apologies, and particularly from David Potten, our editor for today, we finish with a letter from David Shield in Lingwood. It is entitled, Not to be Sniffed at. What is manufactured from wood pulp that sounds like a sneeze? A tissue.